Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year-round, visit them at storiesnursery.com, and the Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeckon at thephantomgardener.com. Juch Klassen is here from the Phantom. It's always time to plant. If you can water, you can plant. And so if you're not going on vacation, or if you have somebody that can, you know, water for you, or you can water really, really deeply before you go, plant.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You can always plan, but you've got it right. You have to make sure you're going to be around to water or have someone water for you. But things have no problem going in the ground now. Again, as long as you're around to supplement. So, and we here at the Phantom, you know, we really just keep restocking throughout the whole season. I know there are some folks that do slow down or maybe even shut down, but here we're just constantly restocking, and even our annuals and herbs and stuff like that. We've got a great selection. Perennials come in weekly as well, so there's always great stuff in color
and I think, you know, that gives us a chance to really always be developing our gardens.
Yay.
The fact that there's always plant material coming in, it's just like always like so inspiring to go to our local nurseries and garden centers and just like go, oh my gosh, look at this. I had no clue this was blooming now.
Right, because it seems like you always have at least one hole in the garden or some spot that you know you need something there. You realize, wow, there's no color over in that area of my yard right now. So it is great. You're always kind of editing the garden, right? And so
yeah,
it's wonderful to have lots of choices and options. And you know, we're always happy here to walk around with folks and come up with some good ideas.
and I think that's the best part, you know, is that from our local nurseries. I don't remember the last time I bought a plant where I didn't get advice, you know. I mean, and I'm really lucky because I know you all. I know all my dear friends, and I get so many great ideas from doing the garden show. But it's really worth it to go beyond just being lulled by the color. Although I will say that if you are shopping in a local nursery or garden center, you're going to get a plant that people know is going to work. That they, I can't think of a word that's not a cuss word. It's good to, you know, get help at a local nursery, or just be in a local nursery and make like a cart of choices.
Yeah.
Because I think not only color, what am I lacking in color? I think a lot of times this time of year, you see really what you're lacking in height.
Right. Structure, sometimes you realize, right? You need more. Yeah.
Because I think the older we get with our gardens, as we grow up with our gardens, we want some bigger plant material in there, you know, not just a straight like we want a viburnum, and it's a great time to plant a viburnum.
Right, definitely. And you just in time to get that gorgeous fall color.
Yeah. Oh my
And
gosh.
berries.
Oh my gosh, is it gonna be fall?
I just can't believe we're in July already.
I know. It's just, it's been for me a really, whoa, July. You know, usually it's kind of slows down. I feel like this is the time where I can think about just like hanging out and not doing much. And, but we got slammed, and that's not going to be our July. So,
Oops.
but so the other thing too, that I think is like always amazing to think about in July, because now is the time. If you have annuals and you want your annuals and your pots to keep going for you, you got to do some care.
Absolutely. Fertilizing, definitely. It's so important because we water our pots and our hanging baskets and all those kinds of things. We have to water them so frequently, right? So, as you can imagine, those nutrients are going to kind of get flushed out over time. It makes a world of difference to fertilize any kind of bloom booster fertilizer. You can get a granular one, a liquid one, and do that every few weeks. You don't have to do it all the time. I guess I am referring to some of these slow release organic ones that we sell here. So you don't need to use them a ton, but it's going to feed the whole root system, soil, and plant, and that plant will continue to grow and bloom. And then deadheading is just another really important thing. You just got to trim things back a little bit. It really encourages new growth and more flowers. You can maintain a nice shape that way. So, a little bit of maintenance will definitely go a long way with your annual planters for sure.
And I think taking a hanging basket down, I think they're up there and they're sort of almost out of sight, out of mind up there, and you water them and but I think taking those down, I always like the wheelbarrow method of fertilization. Make a really double duty solution of some fertilizer, stick your hanging basket in a wheelbarrow filled with that and water, and let it sit there overnight and just get sopping fertilized wet again.
Sounds perfect.
Because the soil
Great.
pulls away from the side of the plant, of the pot.
Once it gets too dry, definitely it shrinks back. And you can sit there and water a bunch and probably think you're doing a decent job, but sometimes at that point, it's just like flowing through. So I love your method. I used to do it with a big bucket here where I would take them and I would dunk them a few times. And some of them would even just sit in there for a bit. And wow, great way to get all that good stuff all through the whole root system.
Yeah, and they'll really look good, because they've come up with such amazing plant material for baskets that it's not like the olden days where you had to, oh my gosh, do you remember petunias when you had to deadhead each and every single petunia? I mean, I remember that. It's just I think I
Definitely.
did that 1 year and it was like, nah, I don't think I'm doing that again.
My gosh, my first summer here was a lot of pinching of the petunias, boy.
Yeah, but now it's just like, wow. You can get a petunia container that's gonna go, with just like a couple of haircuts all summer into a frost.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like wave petunia, you don't even have to touch them. I mean, you can trim them a little bit, but it's wild how much they grow and flower with, no deadheading. Certainly I'm fertilizing them, but not pinching them. It's great.
So, have you ever put those in the ground?
Yes, they make like a carpet. It's
Do they?
wild.
So, they're not just for hanging baskets.
No, they're great, like a little border. Do those in the ground? Absolutely.
Huh. But so that's a good way to make up for the fact that I have nothing there anymore. I can just. And I'm waiting to see, so I don't want to dig things out and dig holes and disturb anything that might come back. So, planting a bunch of annuals will give me something more cheerful to
That's
look at.
right.
Now I've got all the sun.
It'll be a new, I guess, a new experience, but sun patients, petunias, some of those types of things, pretty soon will be full of all those zinnias to bring you through the end of the summer. So there's options, and that's a great way to do it. Don't go too crazy pulling things apart, but just pop in some little bits of color.
Yeah. And as you say, people are still getting in annuals. So, I mean, it's only July.
Right.
Did I really say that? It's
I
only.
know. It's only July. But you know, certain things, a lot of folks have to maybe replace something here and there. Whatever, they're just inspired. They want a bunch of new planters. So we've got all sorts of great blooming things.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, color is really what midsummer is all about. It's just, get Kylie to the echinacea table. So wait, we're going to take a quick break. Gigi Klassen is here from the Phantom Gardener, and we're going to come back. Garden Show and Home brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborists, limbertree.com, and Eden Design, sustainable landscape design and outdoor architecture, edendesign.com. Take a quick break, we'll be right back.